What's good? What's good, man? It's your boy, A Motherfucking Fresh, and welcome to the first episode of It's Up Now. And you already know what the fuck going on. I'm repping the 336, man. Shout out to the motherfucking city. But I'm residing here in the 602. I'm about to talk my shit. You better have read the motherfucking fine print before you enter this podcast. Might burn your ass. Never do. But in all seriousness, though, people, please, 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 please remember that this is all jokes. Just like how I be doing on Facebook. However, some of the topics I will discuss will be just my opinion. Just my opinion. And I'm definitely standing on that shit. So I don't really care about all that other extra shit that y'all probably gonna say and do all that other. Yeah, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. But shit, I ain't even gonna stunt though. I got a whole new level of respect for people that's been doing podcasts, cause this shit hard as fuck. Fucking with the sounds and doing all that other extra shit. Might hear a little craziness during my podcast, but you know, I'm getting it together. Y'all just work with me and shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, shit, I was about to wait till Saturday, and like at the 3 o'clock time, and act like I was dead. And I was gonna cap all y'all motherfuckers, cause this, yeah, I'm slightly nervous. However, we're gonna get through this shit. My boy PJ asked me, hey, he was like, say, bro, you doing your little podcast live? I was like, live? Hell no. Because even though it's pre-recorded, this shit still got me kind of slightly nervous. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. Shit is crazy. But anyways, man, let's go ahead and get started with the first topic of the day. Might be the only topic of the day, depending on how long-winded I am on this one. But, yeah, Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. Let's go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off with this one. Because I know y'all motherfuckers gonna be talking shit. I know it. I just know it. But it's all good, though. I ain't tripping. People gonna have their opinions, and I'm gonna have mine. You know what I'm saying? Now, my whole thing with this is that I understand that the brother made a song, or I'm sorry, not song, a whole album about a traumatizing ordeal for a black woman. I get it, you know, I get it. And it was definitely wrong on his part. I mean, like, that was some bitch ass shit. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? He should have waited to whatever the fuck is going on, goes to court and handle it in court. You know what I'm saying? However, here's the part that y'all don't get. Or some of y'all. My concern is that you guys are so pressed. And when I say you guys, I'm talking to the ones, they know who they are. You guys are so pressed to condemn this nigga before he is actually considered guilty. And honestly, that's very concerning to me, because it's like, dude, all of it right now at this point in time is he say, she say. You don't know if Meg Thee Stallion is lying, and you don't know if Tory Lanez is lying. I saw a comment on Facebook that said verbatim, I'm so tired of people not believing Meg Thee Stallion and thinking that she's lying. What? You don't even know if she's lying or not. Were you there? That's crazy. Like, you're just so quick to jump on one person's side and not actually hear the other person's side of the story. That's crazy to me. That's really crazy. And now people are, you know, casting me off and saying, oh, Aaron, you're supporting Tory Lanez and all this other extra crazy shit because I listened to his album. You know, and just want to revert to back to what I said. Yes, it was wrong that he made an album about this situation. Yes, it was wrong. Like I said, I get it. However, and this is not an excusing however, this is me stating that I wanted to know what happened, just like everybody else did, or most everybody for that matter. Now, the thing with it moving forward is that we still do not know what truly happened, because in Tory Lanez's album, it was basically him, I want to say, beating around the bush. He did tell paint a picture. He did paint a picture as to what happened. However, he didn't, you know, tell the full story, which I'm pretty sure is due to, you know, legal matters. And I just want to say that I'm still not on anybody's side. I'm not on Tory Lanez's side. I'm not on Meg Thee Stallion's side, you know. But when I was listening to his music, you know, I don't think nobody goes through the lengths that he did in his music to actually put it out and he actually really did this, you know. So you would have to be mentally insane to have had to have done this crime, you know, and then put out an entire album saying that you didn't. And then when it comes to find out that you really did, like that you would really have to be mentally insane. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Tory Lanez. You know, I don't know him. But he doesn't give me like, oh, I'm insane type of vibe. Like, I just don't get that. You know what I'm saying? I also read another comment on Facebook that said, verbatim, what if Meg Thee Stallion did not get shot by Tory Lanez? What if, hypothetically speaking? The person replied to that person saying, well, I hope he comes back from this. What? His career has been ruined because everybody condemned this man. What? All of that could have been avoided if everybody would have just waited until we got a real verdict and actual proof that Meg Thee Stallion was shot by Tory Lanez. Because I'm going to be honest here, man. You can't honestly say to yourself that there is nothing fishy going on with both sides of the story. You can't. On Tory Lanez's side and Meg Thee Stallion's side. All of it sounds crazy to me. All I'm saying is that I'm not going to condemn a person for something that someone has said that they have done to them until a verdict has been released. I just can't do it. Why? Why am I going to believe a person? What? Because you said so? Who are you? For one, I don't know this person. I don't know Tory Lanez. I don't know Meg Thee Stallion. I'm not believing either one of them until an actual verdict has been released. Plain and simple. Either way, though, how I look at it is somebody's career about to be over. Because if Meg Thee Stallion was lying this whole time, are y'all really going to continue to support somebody that lied? Is that what's going on? Man, cold world out this motherfucker. God. Shit's crazy. But now, if Tory Lanez has been lying, then we gotta go ahead and get him up out of here, man. That's intense. You said that you didn't do it in the entire album, in whole time. You did it, motherfucker. Your ass is crazy. Period. This shit crazy. But shit, man. Moral of the story is, don't condemn somebody until they're proven guilty in the court of law. That's all I got to say. But shit, let's move on to some sports real quick. Miami Heat versus the motherfucking Lakers. Hey, I'm a Lakers fan. Go ahead and put that out there. The Heat, y'all suck. I'm gonna be honest with you. Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo, I'm very sorry for, you know, your injuries and things like that. But let's be honest here. You guys would not have made any difference as to what's going on. You guys started off strong in game one. Started off real strong. I was like, okay, they doing something. Until my Lakers turned that shit the fuck up on y'all. And AD and Bron just went ham. Now, the start of the Lakers run didn't start until LeBron James checked out of the game for his normal – scheduled rest during the game, right? Most of the subs did most of the work, and a little bit of, actually not a little bit, but a lot of AD, right? So, but, yeah, I just don't see y'all, the Heat, I don't know why the Heat and the Heat fans thought they had any motherfucking chance. I honestly don't know how y'all made it this far. I don't. Antetokounmpo, man, look, your ass is sorry. You should have canceled them motherfuckers out in the beginning, and you would have been in the finals. And then we probably would have had a series. But I don't know what the fuck going on with that bubble. That bubble is crazy. Motherfuckers is shooting deep threes. You got Rondo doing Harden step backs. Motherfuckers is just out there trying shit. And then you got Boston. I don't know what the fuck y'all was thinking. Y'all should have taken the Heat out. Period. Y'all motherfuckers should have taken the Heat out. I don't know how, like, the Heat are a great team. Don't get me wrong. Kudos for them making it to the finals. They did what they were supposed to do. And that's all that matters at the end of the day, to be honest. They did what they were supposed to do. But I'm talking about the other motherfuckers today. The Heat, Boston, y'all should have taken them out. Y'all are a better team than them. I don't know what happened, but you got to do better. Now, let's get to you Jimmy Butler fans. Man, look, y'all motherfuckers are crazy. I'll be honest with you, right? Because Jimmy Butler, he's an outstanding player. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong at all, man. Don't get me wrong. He's a great player. But Jimmy Butler is not the player that y'all think he is. Y'all praise this man as if he's top 10 in the NBA right now. And he's not. I don't care what anybody says. I don't. He is not top 10 in the NBA. Look, I'm not going to get into it with y'all. It's younger players in the league right now that's better than him. Right now. But y'all talk so heavy on Jimmy Butler, you would think he's top 5. That's all I'm saying. Lay off on some of the comments, some of the praise that y'all do on him. Lay off some of it. Cause honestly, the praise that y'all do for Jimmy Butler, it equals LeBron James praise. And we all know that motherfucker is nowhere near LeBron James. Let's go ahead and be honest with ourselves here, man. Y'all call this man Jimmy Buckets, right? Sometimes I don't even know that man is out there. I just don't know that he's out there. I'm just like, where is Jimmy Butler? Is he on the bench or is he playing right now? I just don't know if he's out there. It's very crazy that y'all call him Jimmy Buckets. It's very crazy. Maybe because he gets buckets at the end of the game and shit like that or whatever. But I just don't get it, because there has not been a staple as far as like iconic moments for Jimmy Butler. I haven't seen it. All these players that's had great iconic moments, such as LeBron James, AD now even, Kawhi Leonard and other great players like that have had iconic moments. Jimmy Butler, no. I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess, man. But, yeah, man, shout out to my motherfucking boy, Quentin Barre. Your boys, they going home, man. I got them going home in 4 now, because it's looking bad out there, man. It's real bad. But you already know, man, we co-CEOs out there at Death Row, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what the fucking vibe is on Sundays, man. We got my motherfucking LA Rams out this bitch, man. We got them going digital out there, man, except for the last motherfucking game. Y'all already know I was about to get to it, man. We got hold at the end of the game, man. Hold. We got screwed. It was crazy. Like, because the defender was called for a pass interference at the end of a game, right? And I honestly think that the refs really wanted to push a crazy controversial call off on us just to get back at us for the one in Dallas and then up in damn New Orleans and all that against New Orleans and all that crazy shit, right? Over the past couple years, right? I really think that they had an ulterior motive against us. They seen us rush all the way back 29 unanswered points, and then you do that shit? What? Crazy. She's out of pocket. The guy literally let him go prior. Well, the thing about it is, right? So he, for all the defender knew, he could have been thinking that, you know, he was blocking him because the receiver engaged with physical contact prior to the defender did, right? So me, I used to play a little bit of corner back in high school. Me, I would have been thinking that, you know, okay, he's obviously blocking because he's engaging in physical contact past 5 yards. So now I'm about to get your ass up out of my way, right? But no, he passes the ball, and now I get called for the pass interference. How? I don't get it. That is insane. But yeah, we got fucked over, man. But you already know what the fuck going on, man. We gonna get back on track here coming up this Sunday against them sorry-ass Giants. Shout out to my boy Jalen Stewart. You already know, y'all trash. Yeah. And then the next week, we got the manager of the club football team in Brandon Smith. Yes, I'm calling out everybody's government. Because y'all suck and you know it. I don't know why you continue to talk about this team. They're it's just trash. I don't know. They're called the football team. Man, we're gonna beat the shit out of you guys. Whoo! But yeah, man, the medal program will be resuming on tomorrow. For those that don't know what the medal program is, just look on my Facebook. A couple of my other friends do the same thing. You know, you get a bronze medal if you lose. Them sorry ass Eagles, they got us. They got a silver medal for tying. Them motherfuckers is trash too. Shout out to my boy Rayshon, man. Y'all motherfuckers is trash. D-Money, I hope you didn't think I forgot about you. Y'all motherfuckers play the Browns tomorrow, and if y'all don't win, I'm sending bronze medals immediately. Immediately. Do you hear me? Immediately. Y'all motherfuckers is trash. What y'all, like 1-2? Terrible. And ain't y'all supposed to be America's team? Speaking of America, look, I know y'all seen the motherfucking debate the other night. We in some motherfucking shit. That was matter of fact, hold on. Before I move any further on this topic right here, I am not a professional politician, right? So, and I'm not claiming to be either. So the things that I say about this topic right here are the things that I've seen and what I know, or what I think I know, right? So don't get in the reviews and get to talking about, oh, Aaron doesn't know shit or anything like that. Like, bro, shut the fuck up, first off. What I thought about the debate the other night, man, it was a complete joke. Like, and I found it very hard for me to take serious, right? The only aspect of it, by the way, was the debate. So, not to say that I'm not taking it serious, because it's kind of like half and half, if this makes sense to you guys, right? I'm definitely taking it serious, but as far as the debate, I'm not taking that shit serious. So you can be serious about that shit all you want to and, you know, do that type shit. But I'm not going to be serious about something that I thought was a complete joke. Like, you know, that's why people got on Facebook the next day and said what they said as far as, like, who do we vote for? Because, no, like, seriously, that's a legit question. Like, who are we as a black society supposed to vote for? Because, you know, that's what we're aiming for as a people, is to get all on one accord to make sure that we know who we're voting for. Obviously, it's not Trump. Let's go ahead and put that out there. Obviously, it's not him. But shit, it don't seem like it should be Biden either, to be honest. So that's why people were, you know, saying what they were saying on Facebook, like, shit, who do we vote for? Shit, because I was definitely thinking the same thing. Like, who do we vote for? You know what I'm saying? But again, it's definitely not Trump. Obviously, we're going to be choosing the lesser of two evils here in this situation, and it will be Biden. Now, I'm going to vote this year because I want to vote on things that I do believe that I can change and things like that. So I will be voting this year. But as far as the presidential election, I'm only voting for that because, hell, I'm already going to be there. What harm could it be to go ahead and vote anyway? So you people that are trying to force your opinion force your opinion on voting onto other people. Hey, I'm voting. That's all you're getting. That's all what was written up in the contract is me voting. So I'm voting there. You should be happy. Doesn't necessarily that I should have to believe in the system with you. No, I'm not doing that. Because I don't believe that the presidential election, by me voting, I don't believe that I can help change that. That's just my belief. That's my opinion. You don't have to get all up in an uproar like, oh my God, Aaron, like, why don't you believe with us? Look, I'm voting. So you guys should just be quiet and be happy that I'm voting for the presidential election. And that's it. But as far as the other things that I do believe I can change, as far as local stuff, yes, I'm going to go ahead and vote for that. And I do believe in the system as far as changing that. But other than that, no. I just believe that voting at the lower tier level first will eventually put the right people into the places that we need them to be in order to actually get change in America as far as the everything, actually. Then we will slowly but surely get the change that we need in America to stop all this police brutality and everything else that's been an issue in America here today. I definitely want to say thank you to my supporters thus far. It's been a great pleasure to speak my thoughts on these types of situations that's going on here today in sports and other things like that. So I definitely appreciate that support. And remember that we will be doing the podcast every Saturday at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time. Oh yeah, it's definitely up. Carolina's on.